This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Let me know when we are on.
We are live.
We are live. How many viewers? Zero? Zero right now.
Like old times.
I mean, when there's one, we're going to wait for one.
One hole.
I'm not going to intro until one we person, have one hole. Viewer.
Yeah, that
it's
whole thing.
It's taking a while.
That hole.
PLR's watching.
Zero.
That's great.
All right.
Yay!
Who is it?
I don't know. I don't have a list of the
viewers.
Phil is watching.
Hi, Phil. All right, Phil. Thank God Phil's watching.
I
Hi, Phil.
Well, we got one. Hi, Phil.
Mamsie's in too now.
Okay.
All right, Mamsie,
the world is complete
and
now.
Anthony.
Mamsie, we missed you at the pasta dinner.
Anthony
we did. We did.
Junior.
It's the Chaz and AJ Week in Review, Facebook Live, podcasting. I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
What up?
Phil's over there.
Hi.
Pam is in the purple hat.
It's purple.
You want to explain that?
Yeah, I looked like shit today.
Shit.
It was
like
okay.
There's shit in the studio.
Shit.
I looked
shit
okay with
hat.
The headphones, but then when I went into the bathroom and I looked at myself, I was like, oh!
I heard a scream.
I gotta do something.
You know, you made a noise. You actually like got winded.
I heard a scream. I thought you fell in.
I go, I'm ugly. AJ, get me a hat.
Right. So I did.
I didn't notice you looking like shit.
Yeah, apparently shit. Shit.
But I saw the morning show office light was on and we were going through stuff. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, no, rummaging through all the crap trying to find a hat.
Yeah, thank you.
And we did.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, we talked about so much all week.
That's the thing about this. We're, you know, it's after five shows.
Okay.
We get off the air and we're kind of.
Okay.
You know.
How's about what a weird day today was? I mean, I woke up in a great mood and the whole world just went fucking shit. Boom. What the hell happened?
I wasn't in a great mood.
Because Friday, cause I'm always like, Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get to sleep past 2 o'clock in the morning on tomorrow. You know? I get to take a nap and I have to get up and like start doing work.
AJ lives in a simple world. It's Friday. I'm happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Friday. I love Fridays.
I am learning from you and Pam to just be in a happy place.
You have to because
K-S-S.
This world is fucking crazy.
K-I-S-S.
Right. K-I-S-S.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Okay.
Keep it simple, stupid.
I don't know if you include the I in that. I don't think so, but I feel like you should because there is a word in there.
Yeah.
Some people don't use the I when they're saying that phrase, but I think you should.
Keep it simple, stupid.
I think
K-I-S-S.
It's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Kiss.
Or just think ignorance is bliss. That's why we're so happy.
Yeah, I think that's a better way to go through life.
Yeah.
Just be...
Do you.
I mean, you know.
Do you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything tastes better.
Right. Mm. So I don't know. Are things better with Scott Haney now? I have no idea.
I think in time.
No, I don't think so.
I think in time. You'll realize we're just kidding around. We're all bros.
If he wrote you back and said, we're good, let's just move on, I think you got to take him at face. You got to take it at face value. I think he's good. We'll talk to him. You know, next week.
He'll be zany and wacky next Friday.
Yeah, before the holiday.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Right.
Good.
Forgot.
Yeah,
short
maybe
week.
We take next week off because it's a short week. We're done on Wednesday. Maybe we take a week off.
Yeah, why not?
A little time to separate.
Have a little time.
Exactly.
Mamsie says we should send him flowers.
We were thinking of an album arrangement.
I would be offended by that.
Don't take this wrong, but I don't think I did anything that rises to the level of a financially paid sorry.
No.
You know, like, I don't think I should pay for a sorry here. You make jokes with your friends.
Yeah.
And sometimes you hurt their feelings because, you know, there's something in there when that happens.
Yeah.
And then you say, I'm sorry, man. Go buy.
And then they get back
basket.
In the car, you'd keep driving.
Get back in the car.
Why are you fighting?
I'm just saying. You know, like, you get that friend one time, you say something, and they're like, pull over.
Have you had that with a girl? Like, when you were younger, you're dating, and then, like, she jumps out of the car.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, Jesus.
Yep.
Have you had that, Pam? Were you that person?
No, the person got out of the car when I was driving.
Right.
I pissed them off so much.
Right. But
It was when I was dating the Mexican.
Oh.
You made a Mexican run? What, you dressed in ICE uniform?
He was so mad at me. I was mad at him because I was really hungry, and we were going out to dinner. But on our way to dinner, he needed to stop at, like, all these different places. I'm like, no, I have to eat now. Like, I'm hungry. I'm hangry. Like, I need to eat. And then by the time we went out, he ended up just taking me to a place that I didn't want to go. And I lost my mind over it. I got really mad because I was so hungry. And he was just like, bye. I'm not dealing with you.
He said adios.
And he got out of the car.
He got out of the car.
He was so mad, he actually went back over the border again.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him, though, because I was crazy.
Yep.
I was so hungry, so cranky.
He got out of the compartment of the car he was in and went to another car in their compartment and went back to the border.
Well, we heard you going bananas on Phil earlier, and we'll get back to that in a second. But yeah, no, when you go off, it's like, you know, those clocks, and you see the clocks, and they're all wound really tight, and then it pops open.
Right.
Yeah, it's like that.
You're a popped
like
up
there's
clock.
There's a lot in there.
You're a big pop clock.
So what happened? Did you take off? You let him walk home, or are you like, get in the car, get in the car?
I was like, come on, just get in the car. And he was like, no, like he was ignoring me. So I was like, I drove around a little bit and then I came back and I was like, I'm sorry, just come back in the car. And then he did. And I was like, you know, it's just, I was trying to explain why I was mad. And then I got mad again. And then he got...
All you got to do is just stop the truck and say, trabajo, and he gets right in.
Wait, how does it go from he gets back in the car?
He was like, all right, I'll come back in.
And then what happened?
And then we're driving along, and I was...
It's quiet?
It's, well, no, not really, because I'm trying to... He's quiet.
One word answer is going, see, see, see?
I was apologizing, so I'm like, I'm sorry, like, I shouldn't... I was just really mad because I'm so hungry, and we are going
Anyone
out to dinner.
Stomach?
Yes,
sorry.
I did.
Oh, I heard that.
On cue, though.
That was my stomach.
You said,
my stomach's
I'm so hungry.
Up your story here.
You were the, yeah. you were the audio aid.
Yeah.
So as I was, trying to... get him to see why I was mad, it was kind of making me madder because I guess I wasn't cooled down yet. And then I started like re-arguing with him. He wasn't even arguing. He wasn't even fighting back with me. I was just yelling. I was so mad. And then he was like, I need to get away from you. So we got out of the car again.
I know that feeling.
Well, I mean,
but
twice.
We made up afterwards.
Well,
it was fine.
Yeah.
So then, yeah.
All right. So there was that.
Yeah. But then the worst part was I didn't even get to go out to eat. So,
you never
I ruined it for myself because I didn't get to go out to
see
eat.
See what anger gets you?
So close to eating.
What anger gets you?
Or when he got out of the car, you could have said, good, I'm going to go eat.
Exactly. That was your
plan.
I'm done. I'll drive back and see if you're on your
own. I can go wherever I want now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just, wherever you want to go.
Now I can eat what I want.
Exactly. Right. I'm going to McDonald's.
Right. Save that expense right there.
I'm going to some place that isn't refried beans.
Yeah, and TJ Miller was great.
Yeah.
Loved him. Didn't know what we were getting into because he's, if you look him up, there's...
There's moments. But everybody has moments.
Everybody has moments.
Exactly.
He just happens to have all of his in like a 2 or 3 year period.
Right, but because he's a celebrity, people pay attention to his moments. Whereas one of us do something stupid, it was just us being stupid.
But they're crazy moments. And it seemed like when we were off the air with him, he was not embarrassed of it, but like... he made a good point. He said this is, people just want clickbait,
Yep.
So if you do something like this, it becomes this.
Yeah.
And then they try to make you mad.
Yeah, they want to feed off of it.
He had a fight with an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to the internet, over Trump. And so that became a thing. The bomb thing that he called in, the bomb scare on the train, and the train stopped in Westport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a thing.
Yeah.
But
it's a learning experience. You learn, don't do it again.
You also had a brain tumor. So who knows how that affects you?
Exactly.
Right. Maybe that part of the, brain,
the cerebellum
thinking part.
Yeah, that whole thing.
But he is a comedic genius. And it was just a really fun roller coaster ride.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
And just hearing about Steven Spielberg was a lot of fun.
Yep, and Cheetos.
Yeah. What else? I got to get going to this food drive.
Yeah, you're going to be giving away, actually accepting turkeys.
What's that?
You're going to be accepting turkeys.
Accepting turkeys.
Right.
As opposed to?
Giving turkeys. Right. Unless you want to go in the store and get one and bring it,
I might do that.
Yeah. Well, you usually do. You're a very generous person.
Hmm.
I can never afford to do anything. I'm just trying to get by. I'm just a squirrel looking for a nut.
Three cars.
Matter of fact, I'm going to take one of the turkeys home.
Any questions on that?
Yeah, a lot of people chiming in about the issue with Scott.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the thought?
Some people feel like, he comes on with this all the time. He should know that we're just joking with him. Some people feel like he was just sensitive, maybe because it was about like his professional job, and like it almost maybe sounded to him like we were calling that into question.
Yeah,
and it's like the beginning of the season when like this is when all the criticism really comes in for him.
Yeah,
like if he says it's going to be 93 and then it's 97. People don't freak out. If he says there's going to be 3 inches and then there's 7, people freak out.
Yeah. We don't react well when we do an air check session, and they figure out, you know, what they focus in on what you did wrong.
Yeah.
People like to hear what they did right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And
well, you live and learn. Don't do that again.
You know, I apologized.
He
accepted it.
We're all very sorry.
But there were some people who were really pissed. They were like, you were mean. I'm like, No. I miscount. There's a difference between being mean and trying to be funny and missing.
Yeah, mean is deliberate.
You know?
Mean is deliberate.
Exactly.
We weren't being deliberate. We were goofing around. We were goofing around.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
No. And he obviously knows that.
Yeah, so, we love him very much.
15 years.
Yeah, we love him very much.
The first time we had him hang up on us.
Exactly.
Where he didn't have to jump on the air.
Exactly.
He's hung up, but it's because he had to go on the air.
Right.
What else?
People love TJ, and then a lot of questions about the toy drive, the band, what's happening, what can we say?
Yeah. Toy drive, I'm very excited about it. It's December 7th. It's at Jordan's Furniture. It's the McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive. They're great partners. Jordan's Furniture, great partners.
Yeah,
that place
people.
Is amazing.
Love it.
My favorite place to have the toy drive or any event.
Yeah.
And now the new headline, just breaking today, is a walking contest between the boss and Pam.
Right.
Got this.
You better win this.
Yeah.
Oh, no
Pam,
doubt about it.
You need to train.
The walk
I'm
off.
Training.
Oh, yeah.
I train every day. I walk fast.
She does.
Every day.
Are you William Shatner? I... Walk
Did you
fast.
Just say every gay?
Day.
No, every day.
Oh, every day.
But I said it dramatically.
Every day.
Every day.
Every.
Like that.
Phil's got that. I got a pen in my hand. I will stab you.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
No, I thought that it would be funny if during this walking contest, she tripped Keith.
Oh, nice. Tripped
him. Well, I was thinking it wouldn't be her. It would be someone else, like a string somewhere.
Right. Ding.
Yeah. Yeah, the band is going to be kind of like an all-star band. So it's Janet Gardner from Vixen, Carmine Appice and his brother, Appice.
Right, Vinny Appice.
Carmine Appice.
Oh, is it the other way around?
Vinny Appice.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
I know, I can't.
This is going to be difficult.
Because of Rod Stewart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Stupid Rod Stewart. And then we're working on some other folks. Yeah, we were unable to pull off a big headline band this year. But that's what happens.
Yeah.
It's about us being together. Really.
Exactly. And getting toys for kids.
The music's going to be tremendous. We have some local talent there, too. It's going to be great.
And that could disappoint.
No. And we're putting together some stuff that I'm really excited about. So take the day off. Be there December 7th. It's a Friday. Jordan's Furniture. Anything else? We're good. All right. I got to go. We got to go collect some food for some people who need it.
Get some
turkeys. So we think we have problems, but then you think about people who don't have food.
Right.
Those are real problems.
Yep.
So we're going to go help that with the Sam Tillery WPLR food drive for the Connecticut Food Bank.
Nice.
Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you soon. Monday. Short week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ. Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil is right there.
Bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.